Guzzlerin News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. After two big jury verdicts against social media companies over their effects on children and adolescents, Mark Stevens with the Howard Kennedy Law Firm in London says the social media verdicts are a bellwether for court cases to come.
It's the first crack in the dam. The courts are explicitly treated this as a design defect case, not content moderation fight, not sidestepping long-standing immunity agreements. That opens the door to hundreds, potentially thousands, of similar claims already queued in the US courts, the European courts, and around the world. And history tells us what happens next. One verdict becomes a pattern, and then regulation follows.
Penalties in excess of $380 million were assigned by the juries in California and New Mexico in cases that hold uncertain implications for Meta and YouTube. During a cabinet meeting, President Trump says Iran knows it has no choice but to negotiate.
So we estimate it would take approximately 4 to 6 weeks to achieve our mission. 26 days in, we're really a lot ahead of schedule. The Iranian regime is now admitting to itself that they have been decisively defeated. They're saying to people, this is a disaster. They know it. That's why they're talking to us. They wouldn't talk otherwise.
Israel poured more troops into southern Lebanon to fight the Iran-backed militant group Hezbollah. Sirens over Israel warned of barrages of incoming Iranian missiles, and Gulf nations worked to intercept fire. Heavy strikes were reported in Iran's capital. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 469 points. The Nasdaq dropped 521. The S&P lower by 114. This is SRN News. Connecticut may crack down on homeschoolers, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
Democratic lawmakers are working on a bill that would make it tougher for parents to teach their children at home, adding new requirements that critics say are burdensome. If the legislation is passed, homeschool families in the state will have to submit their curriculums to local public school officials for approval and will have to fill out a lot more paperwork. Most homeschoolers are Christians, but many other people are now adopting the practice these days. Michael Harrington reporting.
Sarah Mullally, a one-time nurse who became a priest at the age of 40, was formally installed Wednesday as the first female Archbishop of Canterbury. The 63-year-old Mullally is both the head of the Church of England and spiritual leader of the Worldwide Anglican Communion and its more than 100 million members. However, her appointment has deepened rifts within that communion. This is SRN News. There's another rise in mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to just under 6.4%. That's the highest level in more than 6 months. Only 4 weeks ago, the average rate had dropped to its lowest level in 3.5 years at just below 6%. When mortgage rates rise, they drive up borrowing costs for home buyers. While still down from a year ago, the recent rise in mortgage rates threatens to dampen the spring home buying season. I'm Alex Vega.
The number of Americans applying for jobless aid inched up last week as employers continued to retain workers despite a labor market that has weakened considerably in the past year. U.S. applications for jobless aid for the week ending March 21st rose by 5,000 to 210,000. More details available today at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.